From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days. The attack came as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies pressed their deadly offensive to recapture the city. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small group of patients. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. Government forces pressed their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the northern part of the city. The monitors say at least 20 people, including six children, were killed in airstrikes elsewhere in the rebel sector of Aleppo. Residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive, powerful storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew has sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour and is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean in 9 years. It is forecast to make landfall on Jamaica's southern coast Monday. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
So what we are trying to do is to get our citizens to comply in their own interest, which would certainly save resources having to be deployed in a time of emergency when it would be difficult to respond.
Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for portions of Haiti. Cuba has declared a state of emergency in five eastern provinces. This is VOA News.